Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Educating for Success show. We bring families together with home business.
Hey there. I am your host, Ray Perry, coming to you from the backside of nowhere in southern Tennessee. Today I am privileged to have with me one of the people who have come to one of our conferences in the past, several of our conferences, who came to us in a rather interesting way. They took one of our courses, and I wanted her to share with you a little bit about how getting different type of education systems in place can change your life and give you the freedom to work at home. So I want to introduce to you today one of my best friends, and I'll tell you in a little bit about who she has actually become to me, from Dallas, Texas, Jody Soles. Welcome, Jody.
Hi, thank you. It's a privilege to be here.
It's great to have you on the call with us today, on the show. This is awesome. So glad you could join us.
Thank you.
So I want you to tell us a little bit about how you found our online community of Educating for Success, and what was the first introduction to all of the crazy stuff that we have going on in our online community from your perspective.
Well, I had been, Ray, for quite some time. I was on your email list for quite a while, and at the time, there were a lot of things going on in my life, so I just didn't think anything of them, and sometimes I'd read them, sometimes I wouldn't. It was just, I was busy. But one day, I had opened one of the emails that was talking about a virtual assistant course, and my number three child, Hannah, was very interested in doing something at home, and she said that she loved doing office work. Well, not many people would hire someone who's still in high school to work in their office all day. So I asked her if she wanted to take the course, and she said, yeah, I'll try that. And so I purchased the course, and Ray, you told me, well, you can take it too. And so I took it along with her, and because I have a background in working in an office, I used to work for an insurance company before I had children, there were a lot of things that I was already familiar with, and I did a lot of work for my husband, his business, so I was familiar with a lot of online tools, so I was able to go through it rather quickly. My daughter took a little more time, but she picked up on it pretty quick. And that after that, I decided, well, I learned something, and I wasn't going to do anything else with it because I didn't really have to earn any extra money. I was in it just for my daughter, and I thought I could help her. But then you called me and said you had a client for me.
Yes. So now, first of all, you homeschool your children, right? So how many children do you have?
I have four children. Three are finished with homeschooling, and I have a 14-year-old who is still being homeschooled. The older three are all in their 20s, so they're finished with me getting on them. And now they have to learn on their own all the time. If they want to learn, they learn. If they are interested in something, we find them a way to learn it. So, but I don't get on them because that's the, you know, there comes a point when, hey, you're on your own now.
Right. That's right. And so you had one daughter left at home, and you purchased the course so that she could take it. And, of course, our courses are all, everything we do is all family-oriented. So whatever one person signs up for, everybody else has access to. So so you took the course with her. And then yes. It seems like we placed her with somebody. And did she come back to us and tell us that she didn't think she was a virtual assistant? Or did I tell her that?
I think you told her that. She still does some work on the side because there are some areas that she really enjoys in the virtual assistant world. But for the most part, she's not really into that. And she is more of an entrepreneurial type. She is a real go-getter. And so she does some, and she enjoys being able to work from home, and she's been spoiled. She doesn't want to work for someone else.
Well, that is so true. One of the things that you've got to find out about yourself before you jump into a home business is, who are you? And most of the time, the people that I talk to, nobody knows who they are. So if you are a virtual assistant or a person who likes to do the technical work of getting office procedures done, working down through the checklist, marking things off as you go, and you love doing that kind of thing, you don't tend to be an entrepreneur who has the big picture in mind, who is the creating 15 ideas a day and can't get them all done and is super scatterbrained and unorganized. All entrepreneurs have to have a manager person in their life in order to help them get everything straight and organized. And so what I saw was your daughter took the training, but she had that entrepreneurial flair for creating projects and the exciting world of starting things, but not necessarily finishing things. She's the type that would put things in place. So you discovered, as you took the class with her, that you do love the technology, the management side, and the day-to-day details and taking care of all that, right?
Yes. Well, I didn't discover it then. I knew that's what I enjoyed. I mean, that's what I did when I worked for an insurance
right.
company. I was very technical, and I did work for my husband, but it opened up new opportunities for me.
Yeah, yeah, and so you started working with her, and then part of our course offered an apprenticeship with a client, and with you work with us for a month, and then the next month after that, you apprentice with a client. So, do you want to tell us who the client that we gave you was? Or would you like to keep that anonymous?
Well, I can say who it was.
The client is
Ron Paul Curriculum, and I've been working with them since they started in April 2013. Well, actually, a few days after they opened it up is when I started doing work for them, and I've been there working with them ever since. I now do their customer support, and I do their bookkeeping.
So you're saying that you spent a month doing the apprenticeship with, and you're talking about Ron Paul as in former presidential candidate, Ron Paul Curriculum, and working with his partner, Gary North. You were apprenticing with them for a month, but then they kept you on, and now you're still working with them years later, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, great. Awesome. Do you like it? I guess you have to
yes,
say yes
I
now.
Wouldn't. I wouldn't still be working there if I didn't. I really
great.
Enjoy it. So, and because I do the bookkeeping as well, it helps me keep more involved. I don't like doing just one thing all the time. I enjoy doing a variety of things. So being a bookkeeper as well helps in that as well.
Right. So do you have other clients?
Yes, I do. Excuse me. I suddenly have a little frog in my throat. Yes, I do. My second client is a real estate agent, and I was telling her what I was doing with Ron Paul Curriculum, and she said, "I need one of those." So I started working for her, and we've been working ever since 2013 as well. We've been working together, and she needs more help in organizing certain things, and I do that for her, and you know, take care of her newsletter and blog posts and stuff like that. And she and I are friends, and she actually said to me, you know, sometimes I wonder who's the boss, you or me, because I end up telling her hey, if you do this, it'll make it easier. And so she does that. So, you know, it's one of those things. My job is to make their job easier and to allow them to do what they need to do and only they can do. And
that's
I
right.
can do the things that they don't have to do.
Right. And I so believe that anybody that's a small business person or somebody who is an entrepreneur, especially entrepreneurs, they totally have to have somebody that thinks the oppositely from the way that they think, because they literally just don't think about organizing things in a way that the team is going to be able to need them, need everything taken care of. And that's what people who operate as virtual assistants basically think of it as a secretary type of person, only more like a business manager, secretary taken to the 10th power here, business manager who just keeps all of the plates spinning while the entrepreneur keeps throwing new plates into the project every single day. And the manager, business manager, is the person that has to keep everything operating and the bills paid and everybody happy. So would you say that would describe your job pretty much, and it depends on what the project is for the day, what your duties are going to be for that day, right?
Yes, I would say that. I mean, some clients, it's not so much managing, just doing certain tasks or certain projects, but for a lot of clients, it is helping them manage their business.
Right.
As a matter of fact, I have one of those clients I'm talking to right now.
Well, I was gonna say, don't you have one more client? Because when my virtual assistant, or I call him virtual assistant, but I need to change that term to business manager, because they're actually doing more than just virtual assistants. When my business manager Kathy left a few months ago, we brainstormed on who we could put in place that could keep up with all the crazy things that we have going on, and somebody who we had trained, because that would be easier for us because people already know exactly, or not exactly, but they have an idea of what we do and what to expect. And so we approached you, and you graciously agreed to take us into your calendar. And so now you basically run all of Educating for Success. And I know that's been a challenge because I am a total airhead, but we've enjoyed having you help us keep everything going and be on time with our projects. So tell us a little bit about the types of things that you do to run a business like I have.
Oh, boy, where do I start? Well, the first place I guess you would start is email, because everyone has email, and that's probably the backbone of everything, because if you can't communicate, it's not going to work. So I read emails and make sure nothing has to be done from yours, or at least nothing from my side to be done. And also I get emails wanting to set up appointments and asking for various things. I send out things after people purchase items and stuff like that. And then there's also keeping track of different people. I use a lot of spreadsheets. In Google Drive or Excel, it depends on the client. Trying to think here, I mean, there's so many things that, you know, where do you go? I schedule webinars. I answer questions that people may have.
You also help us at the live events that we have, too.
Oh, yes, I have done that, and I enjoy that, because then I get to meet almost everyone. And
right.
It's difficult for me. I'm a very introverted type person that I have to force myself to meet people, and so when I'm sitting there helping with the event, I don't have a choice. And I get to meet a lot of people, and it makes it easier. I know there's a lot of introverted people who say, well, how can you do that? And I said, you just force yourself. And the first conference I went to was 2 years ago, and I didn't know anyone. and I took my daughter Hannah with me, and she's an outgoing person, except she has a hard time breaking the ice and get going, and she knows I'm very introverted, and she couldn't understand how I could just go up and introduce myself to people. I said, I force myself. And that's the thing about the conferences. You can meet so many people if you're willing to meet them. And I know a lot of people are very extroverted, very outgoing, and it's easy for them to do that. But I know some people may be afraid to go to the conference because they are introverted and they're afraid that they're not going to feel right there. And I did, except when, as I forced myself to introduce myself to people, I felt more at ease. And if you can do that, you'll enjoy the conference a lot better.
Right. And it's a very open, fun environment, too. It's not like a lot of conferences that I've been to in the past where everybody kind of stays to themselves. We really encourage the people that are in our community to get to know each other. One thing I had a vision for this years ago was to be able to have an online presence. We started with a Yahoo group where we talked to each other on a regular basis. Well, we shut that Yahoo group down when it got spammed to death. And so then my social media guru, teacher, expert extraordinaire made me start a Facebook group. I have never been big on Facebook at all. I'm a super private person. But she made me start a Facebook group for our community, and that has turned out to be marvelous. And so we're talking to these people every day, and then we host a couple conferences a year, and you get a chance to put a face to the name that you've been talking to on the internet. And so it's just so fun to get a chance to meet people that are like-minded. And I think that's really helped. Plus, the other thing is that we have teenagers at our conferences. So it's not just all adults, it's families who are learning how to build home businesses. And so you have people of all ages, and we have a lot of people that keep coming back all the time because they're just kind of addicted to the whole community thing. It's just been a marvelous experience. And so it's been easier, I'm sure, for your kids to build those relationships as they've been able to come to more conferences through the years. Is that right?
That's correct. The next conference that you had was your BFF retreat.
Yeah.
Ray's BFF retreat, your best friends forever. And
yeah.
That's when I brought all my children, because Hannah came home and told them everything that happened, and so they all wanted to go too. And that was when you started the English country dancing, and they fell in love with that. And now if they can, they always want to go. They aren't always able to go, but, you know, they try their best to get there. And, you know, because when you get older, sometimes you just have to deal with life rather than taking time off that you enjoy. But I do plan on taking most, if not all, of my children to the conference in August, because they all want to go, but, you know, they're trying to work things out when they can.
Right, right. Now, another thing that we've done is we offer different types of education throughout the year. And so we have an accountant, Mauricio Martinez, who is also an EA, enrolled agent, who is in Colorado. And he's our resident accountant. And so he teaches a class on how to start an accounting business and operate from your home. So you actually took Mauricio's class along the way somewhere, didn't you?
Yes, I took his bookkeeping class. And he not only taught how to use QuickBooks, which is the software that everyone wants to use. If it's the best or not, you know, it doesn't matter. That's the one everyone knows, so that's the one you have to learn. But he taught how to use QuickBooks for bookkeeping, and then he also taught in that class how to create your own business, because basically you're a business owner when you become a bookkeeper by having several clients. So you do have to know something about business.
Right. And so when you took that other class, it was different from the virtual assistant class you took. Now you just expanded your skill set.
Yes.
So that you have more tools in your toolbox and you're able to serve the clients that you have with more skills, right?
That's correct. And I have some clients that are strictly bookkeeping, and then I have some that I do virtual assistants and bookkeeping, and then some just virtual assistants. So, you know, I can have a variety, and that's what I enjoy. I mean, some people enjoy having the same thing day in and day out. I like to have a little variety, and that helps me with that, is I'm able to do more than one thing.
That is awesome. And then also it increases what you're able to charge too, right?
Yes, it is.
Now don't get any ideas about changing my bill though. It's okay if you raise your rate for everybody else, but not for me. Just remember that, okay?
That's what everyone says. Yeah, it's okay if you raise mine, everyone else's, but not mine.
Right, but you got a chance to actually meet Mauricio in person at the conference after you had taken his class, right?
Oh yes, I did, and he is not the typical accountant. My husband said that if I was told to look for the accountant in the room, he would not be the one I would pick.
That's right.
And he's got a great sense of humor, and it makes it easy to take the class because of that. So, you know, because you think most accountants are boring, but no, he isn't.
Right. And he's very personable, but he was also super helpful. So when you had access to him, he was right on it, answering your questions and meeting every single need that you had, right?
Oh, yes. Yes, he was.
Yeah, he is wonderful. He's also a very wonderful speaker, too. So we've actually invited him to come to the conference and be part of our faculty that's going to be teaching at the conference we have coming up this August. It's August 12th through 14th in Louisville, Kentucky. This is our home business conference. We have two conferences a year, but this one is the one where we bring in millionaire experts to teach people how to make money at home. And we're going to be teaching a bunch of different ways. Mauricio is going to be giving us some tips on some of the things that you can do to make your dollar stretch farther. Now, one thing that he told us about, actually, you know what? I shouldn't tell it because I think I should have him tell. We'll get him on the call in another couple of days and on the show and have him share with you some of the things he's taught us. But last year, I need to go back and calculate how much money he helped me save, because he told me to do one thing. He actually told us from this 2 years ago, and we did it, and I don't believe I've paid for flights ever since he told us that. I may have paid for a few flights, and I fly quite a bit, but I did what he said, and it worked, and it was just phenomenal. So I'll let him share with you that little secret about how to save money on airline flights when we have him come on. But he's just been a wonderful person to have. So tell me, what was the favorite thing that you did at the conferences? What was you drove all the way from Texas several times to East Tennessee and North Georgia and wherever we've had our events at, Huntsville, Alabama. You've driven your whole family from Dallas, Texas. What is your favorite thing? What is the reason why you keep coming back?
Well, the main reason is, now that I've become a virtual assistant, I like to understand the entrepreneurs, because those are the people I'm working for. I have to understand their mind. But not
Good
only
luck.
That, well, it helps me understand where they're coming from and what to expect, which is anything. But the other important thing is my children. I want them to have the opportunity to be what they want. If they want to start their own business, I want them to be able to start their own business. And where are they going to learn that other than from someone who's already done it and someone who's going to have some way to teach them how to do it themselves? And while not every child is an entrepreneur, and, you know, if they all were, we wouldn't have any workers, I want them to have the opportunity to do whichever they prefer. If they want to work for someone, that's fine. And, you know, that may be just the way they're built is to do that. But if they want to have their own business, I want them to be able to have the opportunity to do that as well. And the important thing is they need the training to do that, because I'm not the entrepreneur type.
Right. And the best way for them to figure out who they are and what they like to do is to be exposed to a lot of different options, and then to jump in and just step into the water and try them. And then after a few weeks, they might find out that they don't really like that particular type thing, like we found out with Hannah. And so that's a good thing, because it's better to do that early on when they're 14, 15, 16 years old than go to college for 4, 6, or 8 years and then get out and then jump into it full steam ahead and realize you don't like what you've spent all these years and all that money getting educated to do. And so that's one of the things I really love being able to do is expose these young people to some of the options that are out there for generating an income and doing it from home too, not necessarily going out to get a job, but working at home so that they can choose the thing that's best for them and take off and go. So I've absolutely loved doing that. So our conference
is coming
up. Go ahead.
And the thing is, you get encouragement from everyone as well. You go there and you can encourage them. Or sometimes I have people coming up to me asking me, well, how can I do this better? And I can share them with them a program or something. And so you get information by talking to each other as well.
Absolutely. So our conference coming up is August 12th through 14th. This year it's in Louisville, Kentucky, and our keynote is Joel Salatin. He's going to talk about 10 ways to monetize a small farm. So if you are interested in moving to the country like we did years ago, leaving the rat race, and then being able to create a six-figure income from home, doing a variety of different things, whatever it is that your hands find to do that you love, this is the place to do it. This is the only conference I know of its kind where we bring in so many different millionaire ex to give you the options. Mauricio will be there talking about business tips. We also have Brian Young, who's a homeschool father from Minnesota, who is going to be coming in and teaching us how he made a seven-figure year while his wife was sick with seven children homeschooling, selling books on Amazon. It's unbelievable what you can do. We have a membership site owner. He owns the company, that the platform that a lot of people have websites on. He's coming from England to be able to share with us about how to have a successful membership site. We have a friend of mine from Germany who is going to be speaking about how to buy and sell land, and he's had a lot of experience doing that on the Internet. And we have Mike Stewart, who's an audio video expert. He's going to be sharing some secrets about online audio and video. And much, much more. We have many other people that are going to be sharing lots of different things. My black son is going to be doing a non-denominational service for us on Sunday morning. He has never had a job in his life. He's around 50 years old. This year he's going to be celebrating his 50th birthday. Unbelievable story. He's not really my son. I have to go back and say that. He lives in New Orleans. But when I first met him, we just became instant best friends, and so he's going to be doing our service for us. Lots more. You can go to the website to find out more about it all. It's at educatingforsuccess.com/2016HBC, which stands for Home Business Conference. We'd love to have you there. And, of course, the best thing about the whole thing is that every night when it's all over, we have English country dancing that the kids absolutely love. So hope so much that you can join us this year. Let us know if you have any questions. Jodi, it's been great having you on the show today. I absolutely love hearing your story.
Well, thank you for having me.
And thank you for taking such good care of me, too. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Great. Our guest today has been Jodi Soles, VA extraordinaire from Dallas, Texas. And I hope that you have a chance to meet her at our next conference, because she's an absolutely marvelous, wonderful person. Thank you so much for joining us today. Hope you've been encouraged by the fact that this woman is working from home while she is also homeschooling her last child and also making a difference in the lives of the children that she's already raised and those around her that God brings to her. So thanks so much for joining us. I hope that we can see you in the future, because we would love to help you change your life. This is Ray Perry. Have a great day. Thank you for joining us. To learn more about what we do at Educating for Success,
visit us at educatingforsuccess.com.